Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, commenting. I really appreciate all your support, and I'm really appreciative towards all the new subscribers. I'm glad you found me, however you found me, and that you're enjoying all the videos on INFJs and other subjects. In this one, I wanted to speak to you about forgiveness. And, you know, forgiveness has kind of been a theme in my life, I would say, for the last 2 or 3 years, because I've been really trying very hard to forgive my parents. And I would say I'm not very successful at it. I shouldn't say that. So I feel like I've come a little bit of way in my forgiveness for my parents, but it's still a long way to go. And I know that this is something karmically is like my path. One of the things that I have to do in this lifetime is to really learn to forgive from the depths of my heart. And so, of course, I'm doing a lot of that. And so some of the practices I do are very simple. You know, you just sit and you forgive. You know, things come up and you get angry and then you forgive. Doesn't mean you forget. And this is something that a lot of people are like, but what if I forgive them? That means I'll forget what they've done to me, and then I'm going to become pushover, and they're going to take advantage of me, and they're going to do this to me over and over again, or someone else is going to do it to me. Well, no, because you're not going to forget. You still learn the lesson, because there's a lesson there. But you don't let that resentment, that bitterness, that anger sit within you and poison you from the inside out. And I know that the anger and the resentment I have against my parents sometimes really does poison me from the inside. Not so much anymore, but definitely a lot more than I wanted to. And so, as I said, I do a lot of forgiveness practice, and I realize that I think, this is one of my theories, all of these videos are my theories anyways, I realize that the reason why INFJs have such a hard time forgiving other people is because we have a hard time forgiving ourselves. And I think this kind of translates to anything you could look at. You know, the reason why you hold yourself, why you hate yourself is because you hate others, or, you know, why you, whatever is inside of you is reflected in the outside world is basically the idea here, right? And the reason I say this is because, you know, I notice how hard it is to forgive people after we door slam them or after they do something to us. And, you know, we're like, well, the door has been slammed and it's done, and I'm never going to forgive them. I'm never going to look at them again. And I do the same. I did the same a lot. And I, you know, I know that the same thing kind of applies to anything that I've done in my own life, where I look at myself and perhaps something that I've done 20 years ago, 30 years ago even maybe, will sometimes pop up into my mind. And I'll think to myself and say, oh my gosh, I was a terrible person. I can't believe I did that. You know, how could I? How dare I? And what's wrong with me? And how could I be like this? I thought I was a better person than that. And I'm still thinking about these things years later, unable to forgive myself. And no wonder I have a hard time forgiving people outside of myself, you know, because it begins at home. It begins within you. If I can't do it for myself, how can I do it for other people? And then no wonder, you know, as INFJs, we end up burning ourselves out or exhausting ourselves, pushing ourselves beyond our limits, not giving ourselves enough rest, enough self-care, enough self-love, because we're constantly, I think, internally punishing ourselves for all the things we've done. Because no one else is going to punish us for them, because they're long, 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 long past, right? They're like, they happened decades ago sometimes, or years ago, or maybe months ago. Whatever happened, the person that was involved in it has long forgotten about it and has forgiven you probably. It's not even thinking about it anymore. Perhaps they haven't forgiven you, but it's long past. They're not thinking about it anymore. Because we have such a high standard that we hold to ourselves of perfectionism, of being perfect beings, and if we're not perfect, then we hate ourselves. Because of that, we kind of constantly, internally punish ourselves for the things that we've done. And, you know, it might be very subtle. You know, you might skip meals. I used to do that all the time to myself to punish myself. I would skip a meal and say, oh, I'm doing it because I'm trying to stay fit. It wasn't because of that. It was because I had a little bit of a problem with loving myself, because I didn't like myself back then, because all of the sins I had committed, which were nothing really if you think about it, and other people had done much worse and they were totally fine. But as an INFJ, we have a hard time forgiving ourselves, even the smallest of sins, right? And so, you know, we'll do things, as I said, like skipping meals or not drinking enough water, not taking care of ourselves. That's one of the biggest things I find is a huge mode of self-sabotage, self-denigration, not conscious a lot of times, unconsciously, but that's how INFJs punish themselves. Self-punish, right? And then also sabotaging their projects, sabotaging their relationships. You know, if we end up with someone who really loves us and takes care of us and is perfect, we will end up sabotaging the relationship if we think we don't deserve it. I did that in the past for sure, because I just didn't believe that such a good person could end up with me and love me. And I was like, well, there must be something wrong with the situation. I must destroy it. And I did. You know, I ended up destroying the relationship. And yeah, there's so many different ways to sabotage ourselves, to punish ourselves internally. You know, we can constantly be criticizing ourselves internally, have that censor voice that's constantly saying, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, or other terrible things. And so the self-punishment goes on for a long time before we realize, okay, hey, no one's perfect. I'm doing the best I can. I'm going to stop doing this to myself. But we're just so in the habit of punishing ourselves, of being self-denigrating, of being cruel to ourselves internally and externally, that it takes us a long time to get over it, unfortunately. And I'm 38, I'm 39 almost. In August, I'll be 39. And I would have to say that even though I'm so old, it doesn't feel like I'm that old though. I'm not wise enough for sure. But even though I am this many years old, I can still say that it's still very hard for me to not punish myself when I do wrong things. So, you know, I'll make a mistake with something when I'm doing my writing. And then it doesn't last as long as it did before. You know, I'm not denigrating myself for hours and hours and hours anymore, unless it's a huge mistake. And nowadays, because I'm pretty careful, huge mistakes rarely happen. I mean, rarely. Like, it's been a couple of years since that I would say that I've had a huge mistake. But even the smaller mistakes, you know, I will sit with them for 10 or 15 minutes and I'll think to myself, wow, I can't believe I was such an idiot. I can't believe I did this. You know, I thought I was better than this. How could I do this? And I do notice that I've built such a habit of punishing myself internally that I will have to stop myself from doing it. So, you know, I'll be thirsty and I'll be like, well, I mean, I'm not going to get water. Like, I don't deserve it. And I'm not doing this consciously. And INFJs are not doing it consciously, I don't think. We're unconsciously sabotaging or punishing ourselves, right? And that's why it's so important to kind of watch for that, because you're probably doing it, or maybe you're doing it without realizing it. And until you make it conscious, until you realize, hey, I'm doing this, I need to stop, you're going to keep on doing it in the background without even realizing it. And I see a lot of INFJs who message me doing it, actually doing it right in front of me. And they're just so used to doing it that they don't even realize that they're doing it. They don't realize that they're punishing themselves. They don't realize that they're criticizing themselves for something very minor, that they're denigrating themselves, putting themselves down. Like, it's just really terrible to watch and to witness. And I don't know how else to get beyond this except to get conscious of the fact that you do it. I don't know if there's any other way to do it except to realize, hey, I think I sometimes sabotage myself or punish myself for things that I've done wrong, that I believe are wrong, that I believe I need to be punished for. And unfortunately, no one else is going to do it for me because everyone else thinks I'm amazing. They don't know the truth. This is what we think. And so I must punish myself. And, you know this. You know, everyone around you probably thinks you're made of gold because you're smart, you're kind, you're charming. This is an INFJ. You know, a lot of times people think that we're great. And so they're going to look at our little piddly mistakes and say, what are you talking about? Everyone does that kind of stuff. Internally, we're thinking, everyone does it, but not me. I don't do it. I'm supposed to be perfect, or I'm supposed to be without flaws, right? And so if no one else is going to take on the responsibility of punishing us, then we must do it ourselves. We will do it to ourselves. And sometimes very, very severely. Sometimes much worse than what the actual crime is all about. You know, you might have just spilled some coffee on the table, but internally we're like, oh my God, I'm the worst person on this planet. And we're just really putting ourselves down in a way that someone else on the outside is going to say, but you just spilled coffee, that's it. Like, come on, like, calm down, right? It's not such a big deal. Another thing that people always say that you should do that I just remembered is that you should talk to yourself as you would talk to a friend, right? And it's very difficult when you first think of it that way, because an INFJ talks to themselves like they talk to a piece of shit. Like they don't talk to anyone else like that, right? I mean, you probably noticed this yourself. We talk to ourselves like, I mean, like a cruel stepmother would, right? And if we can switch that a little bit and say, hey, I forgive myself, I'm going to be kind to myself, at least when I'm talking to myself. And I think little by little, if you do that, that will also translate into you becoming more forgiving in general of yourself. So becoming conscious of the fact that you're punishing yourself and stopping it, and then being kind to yourself when you speak to yourself, as kind as you would to be a friend, to those two things, I think, might help the situation. And these are things that I've done for myself as well, and I've improved the situation quite a bit. I don't think I do as much self-punishing as I did before. Actually, definitely I don't. I still do a little bit, and there's a lot more I have to improve on that. But wow, it's a big difference. I definitely have to say that. It's a huge difference when you stop doing it. Maybe you relate to this, maybe you don't. But if you do, let me know in the comments. Like, did you do it? Do you do it now? Or is it something that you stopped? How did you stop it if you did stop it? If you're still doing it, how are you going to stop it? Because you should. It's not a necessary thing. It shouldn't be a thing in your toolkit that you keep around with you. It's ubiquitous. Not ubiquitous. It's outdated. It's an outdated method of dealing with yourself. You need to get rid of it right now. So yeah, let me know what you think. Again, thank you so much for listening to my random theories. And I shall see you the next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.